It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Do you find yourself unable to get on the internet this morning? If so, it could be due to a sneaky virus known as DNS Changer. Chester Wisniewski is with the security firm Sophos.
Well, over the past several years, there was an Estonian criminal group that was installing a virus on people's computers to perform some advertising fraud. And to do that, they redirected some traffic from the victims' computers to go through computers that they controlled so they could display advertising to them. So the FBI arrested these guys last fall and took control of this equipment, but it's time to turn it off and get people to change their settings back to the correct ones.
So then what should people do about it if they think this might have happened to them?
Well, if they don't have internet today, I would recommend that they call their internet service provider. Most internet service providers are aware of how to help people change the settings on their computers to get them back online.
Chester Wisniewski of Sophos. He says if you can get online another way, there's information about the virus at the DNS Changer Working Group, dcwg.org. From online invaders, we go to space invaders. Year Zero is a new novel that's kind of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy meets all those lawsuits about Napster. The author is Rob Reed.
The universe is filled with a vast alien civilization that is so into human pop music that it accidentally commits the biggest copyright infringement since the Big Bang, thereby bankrupting the entire universe. All the wealth in the universe is owed to humanity and to our record labels. And a couple of aliens, sort of a self-appointed delegation, come to Earth to try to straighten the matter out.
The title refers to the year zero, which is 1977. What's significant about 1977?
1977 is the moment when the aliens first intercept a human broadcast. It's a Welcome Back, Kotter show. So as they're watching this Kotter show, they're kind of thinking, like, how do these people even have broadcast technology? I mean, their sight gags are terrible. Their editing is awful. The fashion sense, all that. And then the theme music begins, and it is widely viewed at that moment as being the greatest creative triumph since the dawn of time itself.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Reed has some expertise when it comes to copyright issues in the music industry. He started a company that eventually became the online music service Rhapsody. I asked him how that background informed the novel.
Well, I learned more than I ever imagined that I would about copyright law, first of all. I also learned a great deal about the music industry and, deeper than that, how big media interests interact with Washington, D.C. to create laws that are very, very favorable to them and, you know, kind of how the sausage of law is made. And those are all themes that go on inside the book.
And is your point here that that copyright laws threaten to destroy the world?
Not the world, the universe.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's something that sets the dynamic of the storyline in action. I don't think that the world or, you know, the integrity of our planet is threatened by bad copyright law. I do think that there are aspects of copyright law that really need to be modernized and brought into the digital era. And the book explores that in a, I'd say, a playful manner, rather than, you know, being a, like a political diatribe.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Rob Reed's novel Year Zero comes out tomorrow. We have a website on the information superhighway of cyberspace, marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.